Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got something to play for you here in a second, but let's go to the phones first. Jonathan in San Jose. Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I had a quick question regarding Devers. I've been seeing stuff that says his contract is underwater. As a Giants fan, why should I care about contracts being overpaid when there's no salary cap? I can understand that criticism towards NFL and NBA contracts, but just don't understand that concept for baseball.
Yeah, Jonathan, I think you're largely right. First of all, the whole idea of the contract being underwater in and of itself is an opinion, maybe. I don't even know how you could sort of quantify that at this point. I would actually sit here and tell you that at age 28 and where we sit contractually with baseball salaries, Rafi Devers is underpaid right now. He has been underpaid for the last few years.
Well, for what he's done for Boston.
No doubt.
Now, if he does in San Francisco what he did for Boston over the course of these years, then yeah, you could argue he's underpaid, because I was looking at his contract details earlier in it. It's just a flat rate. Yep. Like, it doesn't go up, and like NBA contracts always seem to escalate, the majority of them, and this one's just a fixed price, and so you're going to pay him this much. And the last couple of years when he's 35 and 36, those might be underwater moments, but right now at 28 with a 900 OPS, which is elite, top 12 in baseball, I would argue, like you're saying, he's probably underpaid.
No doubt. And then as far as a fan, why should you care? You're kind of right, you shouldn't, except for the only thing that you worry about is if the Giants 8 years from now or 7 years from now, essentially, are dealing with Devers, Adamas, and Chapman, all sort of feeling like, whew, they're getting old, they're not producing, and we are basically like, what would it be in the final year of, Chapman's got the shortest of the three, but in the final year of that deal, what are the three making combined? I don't know, it's somewhere around $80 million. And so if the Giants at that point are like, yeah, sorry, we just don't have any more money to go be good. We can't go get players. I don't foresee that, because, again, 6, 7, 8 years from now, these numbers that we're talking about right now aren't actually that big anymore. Number two, who knows what the hell is happening between now and then with these guys. Maybe they're still producing. But number three, I don't think that the Giants would be acting the way that they are if they didn't feel like they were about to be a consistent big spender. And I have more on that in just a second. Yeah, Grandy,
really
what's
quick
up?
You guys were speculating on a potential roster move. We were right to assume Brett Wisely has been recalled from AAA Sacramento. The corresponding move, though, is Justin Verlander has been placed on paternity leave.
Okay.
Paternity leave for Justin Verlander.
Paternity leave?
Yeah. All right, congrats to...
Kate's having a baby?
I would assume so.
Did we know that?
I did not know that.
Didn't know that Kate Upton was pregnant?
I was not following her her trimesters very closely, so Congrats to the Verlanders.
Great. So it's awesome. Yeah, he'll be, in theory, he'll probably, I would think he's going to be back for his next start, would be my guess.
Which would be in three days?
He threw on Tuesday. So Wednesday, He threw on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, he would throw on Monday against the Marlins.
Yeah, I would guess that's a skip. I mean,
you think?
Yeah, because if you're on paternity leave, doesn't mean the baby's here yet. And
maybe it does. I have no idea.
Yeah,
they might also be inducing. Like, who knows what they're doing?
I would imagine that if the baby is being born as we speak on this Friday. And he starts again, you were saying Monday?
Monday would be the schedule.
Yeah.
But you're also right. They've got a number of different things they could do. There's no off day, but they could let Jelly start that game.
Yep.
Or something like that. So, anyway, okay. Tyler Fitzgerald stays. He's not in the lineup.
There you go.
But he stays. And now you got an extra pinch hitter tonight because Justin Verlander is on paternity leave. All right. So, there you go. There's your roster move.
According to AI, it says... players can be placed on this list for a minimum of 1 day and a maximum of 3 days.
Okay, so yeah, he can't even do this beyond the weekend.
Yeah, this according to AI, our good friend AI, on the internet.
I love him.
Yeah, so if that is the case, then he's placed Friday and Saturday and Sunday, then he probably would make his start on Monday.
Well, he has to be back on the roster.
Yep.
Right?
Or off this list anyway.
Off the list, yeah. Okay, so there it is. Justin Verlander back off with the team. Try this one on for size. I bet that most of you, and to a degree me included, you're going to hear this and it's like, it's no big deal. I'm not sitting here telling you this means this is a rumor. I'm more interested into what this idea represents for Giants baseball. Our good old friend, the author of Arson Judge, John Heyman.
Oh, yeah.
Odyssey Baseball Insider, by the way. Listen to this conversation on MLB Network. They're talking about star outfielder Kyle Tucker, plays for the Cubs. We knew he was available from the Astros. We all have it on pretty good authority. Giants tried. They tried to put a trade package together to get Kyle Tucker. But Kyle's going to be a free agent. Is he going to go back to the Cubs? Not necessarily, because the basis of this conversation was, I don't think the Cubs are going to have much success signing him to an extension during the year. So, in other words, Kyle's going to get to free agency. Listen to what happens. This is on MLB Central, MLB Network.
Look at him. He's not a pitcher. There's no risk. He was a number five overall pick. He's made a lot of money. He is one of the most, if not the most, consistent hitter in baseball. So it's going to be very difficult, but the Cubs are, you know, it's a big market team. They're doing very well. They need to give it a try. That said, once the guy's a free agent, he's only been there a year. There are going to be other teams in there. Never count the San Francisco Giants at this point. They look like an aggressive team, as we've seen. And the Red Sox. Now, the Red Sox have a lot of outfielders, but we've heard of Durant potentially on the market. They would be a possibility as well.
Okay. So... John Heyman says Kyle Tucker could hit free agency, and I give you two teams that I think will probably come after him pretty hard. Giants and the Red Sox.
Mm.
I get the Red Sox. Red Sox are looking for a middle order of the hitter. I wonder why.
Yeah.
I can tell you that if I were a middle of the order hitter, I wouldn't even take their phone call right now based on the way they treat stars. But whatever.
Depends on whether or not they are going to replace him in right field or not. Yep. Are they going to let him actually play the position that he likes to play?
I don't know. Or just whatever. Who knows? If the price is right, they'll go anywhere. I get that. It's still Boston. The fact that John first brings up the San Francisco Giants, who already have now big dollar amounts out to Devers and Adamas and Chapman, and to a degree, you got to think about these pitchers now, to a degree, Logan Webb, etc. For me, what defines this era of Dodger baseball is every time they get the big fish, and you're like, okay, they've got their big fish, but there's a new big fish available, they get him too. And then the next one comes, and they get him too. And it's been going on and on and on. It went from Mookie Betts to Freddie Freeman to Shohei Ohtani. And then even on the mound, when they were grabbing Tyler Glasnow, and then they would go get Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And then the Giants wanted Roky Sasaki, and the Dodgers got Roky Sasaki. And then they went and got Blake Snell. The idea of what the Dodgers are doing is they are like, we are just going to financially drown the competition. There's only a handful of teams out there that can even flirt with playing the game of trying to stay with them. And whether you believe me or not, the Giants are one of them. And so what I wonder now, now that Devers is here, I know a lot of Giants fans sat back and went, okay, okay, the Giants are aggressive. We got our guys now. Dibs, is this just going to keep going? Is this just
allowed to?
It sure is.
All you have to do to answer that question is watch a Giants game and watch what happens when there's a fly ball going foul down the first baseline, and you look out over the last corner of the upper deck and you see it's got to be a 15-story behemoth of a building. And then you look at that entire splotch of land and you go, man, there's a lot of buildings on here all of a sudden. Cha-ching! The construction there, it's not completed, but that thing is going to be an absolute factory of money. And you look at their contracts right now, and I did a deep dive, and we can get into the deep dive a little later on all the stuff.
Deep dive, yeah.
They five players that they have under contract total $700 million that they still have to pay but these players.
Stretched out over a number of years.
Correct.
Yeah.
It all 8 years for Devers,
okay.
And his number's the biggest of all the numbers, but... You know, with Webb, Lee, Chapman, Adames, and Devers, that all adds up to them owing $700 million. So what's another $200 million over the course of 6 or 7 years if you're looking to get Tucker? So can it continue? Yes. Will it continue? Based on what they've done recently, my answer now is yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the big reason there, it's not just the Giants' willingness. It's now just Kyle Tucker, when the Giants call, there's two things they have that they didn't have before. Number one, they have Buster Posey. Number two, you've got a lineup that another player will look at and go, add me to that, and we're going to be winning.
Yeah.
We're going to win some baseball games.
Exactly, and you have a team now that is showing you that they're willing to go out there and spend. You know, Chapman gets an extension, Adames gets a big deal, and you go out and you get Devers, and if you think that you're going to be underwater on his contract, right now the Giants are drunk with spending. They're out there just, hey, we'll take two of these and one of these and three of these, and this is awesome, and we'll figure it out down the road if we happen to need to cut salary. But they're in the other mode now, Mark. So, yeah, go out and get Tucker. Beat the Dodgers to it and have him be your number six or seven hitter.
I think most of our brains go to the Dodgers when you hear something fun like this. It's nothing more than that. This is just a fun idea. But it came out of the mouth of someone who covers this stuff real damn closely. And we're only in June, so free agency is still half a year away before this is going to become something. And all kinds of info will take place between now and then, such as, well, how'd you do? How's it going? Did you dip your toe in the water? Did you make the playoffs? Did you make a run when you made the playoffs? All of that has to sort of be sorted out. But our minds go to, oh, this is how you need to compete with the Dodgers. And my mind went two places. That's true in terms of baseball. But stop thinking about baseball for a minute. And who are the Giants competing with? And why would stuff like this start to make sense? Mission Rock Project.
Yep.
Entertainment, Bay Area. The Giants would do something like this because they're competing with the Warriors and the 49ers. That's kind of why what I started to think about with this trade. Rafi Devers, like, what did you say to Greg Johnson, Buster? What'd you say to him when you walked in there and you went, yeah, $254 million, Greg. Let's go.
I'm going to need you to eat it.
I'm going to need you to spend all this.
You're going to have to eat the whole thing, Greg.
Did Buster say, because I think, you know, he'll hit 270, and I think, you know, wins above, what, like, we'll probably win 88 games instead of 85. Like, was that the conversation? Or did he, like, put a report on Greg's desk and go, hey, dude, I don't know if you're looking around. Jimmy Butler's here. Steph's here.
Yep.
Draymond's here. McCaffrey's here. Niners have a quarterback now. They've got Bosa. They're doing this, that, and the other. They've got stars. Greg, we got to open up the books and get all the stars for baseball reasons and for all the non-baseball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For reasons.
Yeah, and I think that was probably the pitch for Willie Adames in the first place. Like, we need more offense. We need somebody who we can anchor ourselves to sell to the fan base that we're not just going to be, we're not just going to platoon all these guys and call guys up and call guys down. We need people that our fans can sink their teeth into. And so you extend Chapman, you already had Jung-Hoo Lee, and then you go out and you get Adames, and it's like, yeah, this is just another piece. Really, really good player, long-term deal. Yeah, don't look at the price tag. You know, it's like when you go to buy a new car and the salesman's trying to get you away from the sticker so you don't have sticker shock. And meanwhile, he's showing you, the seat moves in four different directions and the stereo and this and the engine and that. And, you know, he's selling you everything that you're going to fall in love with about the car. And then Buster says at the very end of it, oh, yeah, this one's going to be it's gonna be a lot of money, Greg.
Franchise values, Major League Baseball. This is a story this week in basketball because the Lakers were suddenly valued at $10 billion with a portion sale of their team. That's way higher than what Forbes had them at just a few months ago because Forbes had the Warriors at $9 billion as the number one team in the NBA and the number two team in sports. And then the Lakers were $10 billion. So that's basketball, I get it, but also franchise values are franchise values. And one thing I've learned is, at least in the last 10 years, whatever Forbes says a team is, it's more. Do you want to take a shot right now on Forbes' current baseball list? Where do the Giants rank?
In valuation?
How many teams do you think are valued ahead of the Giants in Major League Baseball?
Thank you, Grandy. I can't think unless I have
get the music
the game
though.
Show music. MLB franchises worth more than the Giants? Well, I would figure the Yankees and the Dodgers would be two right off the bat. So
ding and ding.
Yeah.
Give a couple of dings.
I don't know if I was expecting to name Dodgers, them all, but.
Yeah, how many, like
bing, name, bing, one, two.
Name all the teams you think are valued higher than the Giants.
I'm going through right now the list, and, you know, the American League, I would say the only one I'm tempted by would be Boston, but I'm not putting them there, and the Mets are an interesting one, as are the Cubs. I'm going to say just those two.
Giants just Yankees and Dodgers?
Yep. Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.